The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
Get ready to go into business for yourself. The Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
And good evening and afternoon to you, depending on where you are. This is Tom Skarda, and this is the Franchise Radio Show. We're live and in our very cool studios here at Islip Airport, MacArthur Airport in Islip, Long Island. And tonight's an exciting show for me. I've been waiting for this for quite a few weeks. I have a friend and colleague from the neighborhood here, Armando DiCardo. From CMIT Solutions is with me in the studio tonight, and we're going to be talking about everything franchising, everything technology, everything that's happening with CMIT Solutions on Long Island and also around the country, and the expansion that has been happening with our friend at the helm there, Jeff Connolly. So very exciting stuff. We're also on Facebook Live, I hope. My wife, Gina, is with us tonight, and Gina is trying to get us on Facebook Live at the moment. But we are we're live here in the studio, though, and Armando Accardo's with us, and want to say hello. Armando, how are you?
Doing well, Tom. Thank you.
It's great to have you with us, and our relationship goes back almost 10 years. And Armando is what they call an area developer for the franchise. And in simple terms, what that means is that he and his uncle Armand bought the rights to this franchise for all of Long Island and the five boroughs of New York. And he acts, or they act, as a microcosm of Franchise Corporate, which is actually based in Austin, Texas. And in that role, what he does basically is recruit new franchisees for his area and also helps support those franchisees as they build their business and holds their hand locally in the business. So am I saying that right?
That is correct. With a big role, big part of the role is to coach and mentor people that are approved to become new owners.
So that's cool. And in general terms, not to get into money, but what the advantages is in an area developer role. And I was an area developer for Maui Waui Smoothies back in the early 2000s. So you get a portion of the franchise fee when somebody buys a franchise, and then you get a portion of the ongoing monthly royalties as well. And sometimes, depending on the franchise, other perks and what have you. But I believe there are more than two dozen area developers for CMIT around the country. Was that a true statement?
It's about a dozen.
About a dozen.
About a dozen. Not every region has one, but we have them in key spots across the country.
Right, right. And so, and your kind of co-partner out in New Jersey is Tony Puzo, right?
Tony Puzo. Yeah, he handles northern New Jersey and parts of Westchester and upstate New York.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. I didn't realize you guys had upstate, too.
Well, not too far. I mean, he's upstate. Anything outside the Bronx is upstate.
That's there. Right. Yeah.
So he's got Westchester and northern New Jersey and even a little piece of Connecticut.
Oh, cool. All right. Good.
Yep.
Good, good. I love the coverage. So CMIT Solutions is not your brick-and-mortar type of business. You know, when you think about franchising, the first thing that comes to mind is McDonald's and Subway and Taco Bell and KFC. And this is the furthest you could be from that. This is actually a white-collar B2B type franchise, which is very exciting to me. You know, someone who sees all, you know, 3,500 franchise opportunities expanding 90 industries. I love CMIT because I think it's recession-proof, and we're going to talk about that here. But in a nutshell, Armando, tell us what CMIT does. Really, what is your business model?
Well, we're, as you said, a B2B. We're actually, I like to think of myself as a consultant and a advisor to small to mid-sized business owners. Technology is the key ingredient in the small business area now. Many of our clients just can't run without their computers. If they have a computer outage, they're pretty much shut down. Right now, a good example is We call it tax season. All of our CPAs are head down 7 days a week, and they just can't, you know, they can't afford to have any downtime. Everything is on the computer now. Everything has to be e-filed. There's no more paper returns. So we look at ourselves as advisors, a little bit of an insurance policy in case something does go wrong. We always have their back with backups and protection. But our job is to set them up to use technology to make their business more efficient and to protect them.
Very cool. So do you come from a computer background?
I came from a computer management background. I worked for the company that owned Avis and a bunch of other companies, a company called Sendent Corporation.
Oh, sure.
And I was in a management role there, not actually fixing the computers, but, again, advising and helping the different brands that Sendent owned with their technology.
Well, that's cool. And I know all the way back in 2001, I mean, you have more than 30 years experience in the industry and in support. But you were, in 2001, named Support Director of the Year and have just extensive training in this whole area of customer service and business management and quality assurance. And you went to the University of Michigan. Is that right?
Yeah, we went for some. It was MBA-level courses out in Michigan. I was actually I went to college in Wantagh. I went to college in Staten Island.
Okay.
I live in Wantagh, and I went to Wagner College out in Staten Island. So I've had lots of training. Disney, a lot of larger companies that has influenced my customer service approach over the years.
And so, you said something about Disney, and I wanted to know what that was about.
Well, we read the books. The Disney Institute books.
Oh, the Disney Institute. Okay.
And we spent a week down there. Actually, I was with Citibank before my Sendent job, and we spent a week down there really behind the scenes. And, you know, everything we learned is what we sort of put into use now, that the customer experience is important, that the customer comes first. At Disney, they call them guests.
Yes.
And, you know, we take a lot of those basic principles forward with us now.
That's so cool.
In the way we run the business.
So my daughter, Andrea, was just down at the Disney Institute with her company training, I guess it was last week, right, or a week ago.
Yep.
And could you pass over my glasses?
Sure.
That's great. So I'm trying to read some copy here, and I'm totally...
No worries.
I need my reading glasses. But... the Disney Institute training is just absolutely phenomenal. She works for Indeed.com,
okay,
which you probably know,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So they are the Google of job search, and yep, they're very progressive in their training.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Taking them down to Disney is a great, you know, great experience. We actually got to go behind the scenes, go underground. There's a whole city underground.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got to see the park as the doors opened.
Mm.
And, you know, you understand what it's like to see people eager to get to someplace. And,
it's amazing.
You know, they're not so eager to get into a bank. We were in banking at the time. They're not so eager to get, they're not so happy to get, you know, to have to call their IT consultant at 8 a.m. But you do understand how the day, how important it is that what you do affects their day and their, you know, their lives.
That's so amazing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that is great.
Pretty cool.
I mean, I'm a Disney fanatic. I just, you know, the business of Disney.
Yep.
So my daughter spent 6 months in the college program that they offer.
Yeah.
So you do 6 months in Disney, and she would call me up and discuss, like, you know, their business goals and how they set up. They would do a team meeting beginning of every shift, and then they would do, you know, like weekend goals. Like, we hit this. She worked in one of the stores,
mm-hmm,
and they would have goals. Like, last year we did X amount of dollars. This year we're going to try to beat that. And blah, blah, you know, yeah, and they would get all rallied. And they'd, yeah, get just so exciting.
And they, you know, one of the things I learned back then was that everything matters.
Right.
And we take that forward, you know, with our, both with my franchise and my individual clients and with all of our owners. It all matters. The appearance, you know, Disney, you know, they paint the horses every night if they need to on the carousel. Every single, right, thing matters. And the guests don't know that.
Yep.
The employees know it.
That's
amazing. If you have that sort of ownership and that sort of buy-in from your employees, it makes a difference. And we like to have employees that care about our clients here, and that's that same Disney principle.
Right. That's amazing. And it is, right.
It's important.
It's totally important. And without customers, obviously, you can't survive, right?
Exactly.
So, the thing that I also found interesting in your bio is the book that you co-authored and it has like the best title ever. If your computer ever went down, I just want my computer to work. I mean, that kind of says it all, right?
Yeah, that came from a client, actually.
Yeah, I could imagine.
It came from a client.
It would have came from me if it was, yeah, you know.
We were, and there was an expletive in there. We removed the expletive. But asking around, you know, we're writing a book and this and that. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, what's important. I just want my computers to work.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's just as simple as that. I mean, even, you know, 5 minutes ago, we were trying to get our Facebook Live to work. And it was like, what the hell? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it becomes frustrating, and it can have business impact. So, you know, our goal is to make it as stress-free as possible so the business owner can focus on running their business and growing their business. We take that stress off their plate.
Sure. Yeah. So you work with small to mid-sized companies, is that right? So what does that mean?
Well, we have clients. We have, you know, 5-person accounting firms, and we have, you know, 35-person accounting firms. We have a 90-person shipping and logistics firm. Small to mid-sized businesses, generally termed, you know, 5 to 100 business employees.
Right.
That's the technical SMB definition by the government. You know, we have clients that are much larger in the CMIT system. Some very well-known names that have offices in multiple cities, which is one of the big advantages of our system. I have a client with 10 offices across the country.
No, okay.
If I was in business by myself, I couldn't handle a client like that.
Right, you would never get that client.
But we have, you know, I have my friend Jeremy in Chicago handling the Chicago office, which is pretty live. I have my friend George out in L.A. handling the L.A. office. I have Doug Bates handling the Atlanta office. You meet these people and you become friendly with them over the years, and they're part of the same system, and we share resources and we share ideas, and now we're actually sharing clients as the company has grown. When I started with CMIT, there was 77 or 78 locations. We've added almost 100 over the years, and it's been good growth. It hasn't been tremendous fast growth with the wrong type of people. We're looking for the right type of people. We're looking to grow slowly over the years.
And that's a big thing. And, you know, I work closely with the home office when I'm in my consulting role, and people looking for, when they look for a blue collar franchise, a white collar franchise, something that's B2B. You know, I remember getting a phone call from a lady by the name of Cheryl up in
Sherry.
Sherry, rather.
Yeah.
And helped her get into business up in Rochester. And that's some time ago now.
Actually, that's Cheryl Nealon. She's doing great.
Right. Cheryl Nealon.
Yep, she's doing great. Yep. And she's actually one of the top women of the channel now. She's some of our female owners are doing fantastic, and she's one of them.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Female owners, very good business for female owners.
Yeah.
But Cheryl, I remember she came to me. She's like, she knew what she wanted.
Yep.
She came from like a marketing background with like Kodak up there in Rochester. She's like, I want this, I want that. And I was like, man, that's like CMIT is like ringing in my ears.
Yep.
And then I contacted Lisa Montanio in the home office. Lisa runs the franchise recruiting
franchise
process.
Franchise development, yeah.
Yeah, franchise development, they call it. And we got Cheryl on the phone, and every time I see Lisa at a franchise convention somewhere in the country, she always gives me an update about what's going on with the people that we've placed over there, and everybody's doing wonderful, and it's just heartwarming for me, you know, when you put somebody in a business, you're like, you know, your fingers are crossed, like, oh man, I hope they're gonna, you know, hope they really do well. We want them to just kill it, you know,
and that's important to us too.
It is,
it's
right?
It's important to us. I mean, we sort of live and die with each of our candidates, and we want only qualified people. We have a really good screening process, and it's important. You know, we're people. It's a people business.
Right.
So we care about our clients, and we care about our owners, and we want to make sure that they're set up for success, and we don't want to put somebody in a position, you know, that where they're not going to be successful or have fun in the job.
Yeah.
That's a big part of my role, actually, and my uncle and Tony and the other area develops across the country. You know, we get to meet the people early that you introduce us to, or that we meet on our own. And, you know, the home office in Austin is awesome, and Lisa's great, and the whole home office team. But before they get there, we do a lot of the screening, and we show them a day in a life, and we take them to my office and our office in Merrick, and you know, really show them what it's like to live this life. And it's very different than a lot of other franchises or even other businesses. So, you know, we try to highlight that and make sure that they're going to be a good fit.
So who's a typical type of client that, or candidate, I should say, who's a good fit for CMIT? Like, if you had the perfect avatar, what would that look like for CMIT?
Well, that's an interesting question, because when you look across our owner base at the successful owners across the country, we have some fairly introverted people, and we have some fairly extroverted people. But I think they all have in common that they want to serve. They like to coach and help people, and they like people. They generally like people. So introverted or extroverted, we're not necessarily looking for the salespeople. We're not necessarily looking for the tech people. We're looking for somebody that's actually interested in building relationships with other business owners that are like-minded, and then providing a service that makes sense for them. So some of our more successful owners are sort of, if you would do personality tests, they're polar opposites. But what they had in common was they liked the industry.
Right.
They saw the opportunity. You said it before, recession-proof. When you go through the 11 questions that we talked about in the past, that's sort of how we made our decision to come here versus we were qualified to do lots of things. My uncle's a CPA.
Right.
I have a finance and economics accounting background. I worked in Citibank for 14 years. So we could have done a lot of different things and probably made a good living doing it. But you have to like what you're doing, and you have to really like the industry you're serving and the businesses. And really, this is about a people business. It's B2B, but it's business owner to business owner.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you're looking for a computer geek?
Not really, no.
Good.
Actually,
that was a trick question.
Actually, we're the opposite. We're looking for someone that works on the business, not in the business. You know, somebody that's going to grow the business. You know, the questions I ask people, the questions I ask myself, my dad asked me, my accountant asked me, my uncle asked me, and that's where we came up with the 11 questions. Who do you want to do business with on a daily basis? Who do you want to manage? Who should your employee base be? You know, if you say you're okay managing, you know, teenagers behind a counter or running a 24-hour walk-in shop, you're not coming to CMIT. Right?
Right.
You're going to send them to a smoothie shop or a coffee shop.
Yep.
You know, but you know, as we look through the type of businesses that were out there, with guidance from coaches, you know, this was about 10 and a half years ago when I came out of corporate. My uncle and I. There was lots of ways to make money, but there was really only one good fit for us, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, that's amazing, and it's amazing the paths that people take into franchising.
Yep.
You know, almost everybody in franchising, I would say 99.9% of people that own a franchise, it's a second career.
Yep.
It's never a first career, and typically a great franchise company would not want to award a franchise to somebody that's 22 years old.
Absolutely not. I think our youngest owners would be in the mid-30s to 40.
Right.
Not to preclude someone younger coming in, but you have to have a decent investment saved up. You have to understand that it's a startup business like any other business,
right.
Unless you buy an existing territory. You have to have some business savvy and the people skills, and sometimes that comes with a little bit of experience.
Right. It just makes sense. I mean, and then you're going to have a couple of people working for you. You got to know how to manage people, how to talk to people.
Exactly right.
And that comes from working in a job for a while. So, I mean, you were talking about the 11 questions. I think it's really important to kind of step back on that and go back to what you mean. So 11 questions. So one thing I always like to say is we don't sell anybody a franchise.
Exactly.
There's no selling. We award people franchises. And we award franchises to people that can do the business correctly and fit within the culture of the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So the 11 questions helps you kind of figure out who that person is, right, by the way they answer the questions.
And it helps them, I think. I think, you know, sometimes we present the 11 questions to people and they say, CMIT is not for me. And we say, that's okay.
Right.
You know, before we ever present them to the home office and say, are they qualified for an award?
Right.
You know, it started with us just recapping our journey through mm-hmm. discovery with multiple franchises placed in front of us and ending up at CMIT. And we were asked to come and speak at a career counseling center back in the day when Wall Street was emptying out. And, you know, we put this 11 questions together based on our experience and the questions we challenged ourselves with.
Right.
Will it be a recession-proof industry? Who do you want to work for you? Who would you like your customers to be?
Hmm.
What do you want to do on a daily basis? Do you like to coach?
Right.
Do you like people? Do you want to walk in retail business where it's a little more reactive and you could have an absentee business, or do you really want to be immersed in the business? Yeah. All of those things make a difference in choosing your career path in a franchise.
Yeah, all those things is what people don't think about. So many people come to me and they're like, I want to buy this franchise because I love their food. Yep. And it's just a disaster when that happens. And so I'm on a mission to help people pick the right franchise by asking those kind of questions. Yep. We're going to get a lot deeper into that in the second half. We're going to take a break here, and you're listening to the Franchise Radio Show here on 103.9 Long Island News Radio, and we're going to be right back with Armando DiCardo from CMIT Solutions.
Take this job and shove it.
And now back to the Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Scarda.
Hey, welcome back. And this is Tom Scarda coming to you live from the Islip MacArthur Airport. And we got this really cool studio here. If you're ever in this airport, come on down and check out the studio. Say hello. And it's just a fantastic place that is being sponsored by Sloman's Heating, Oil, and Alarm Systems, is what Sloman's does. But this is the Franchise Show, and we are talking today with Armando DiCardo from CMIT Solutions. They're based in Austin, Texas, which is an awesome town, but he is the area developer for Long Island and the five boroughs, along with his uncle Armand, and also partner Tony Puzo over on the Jersey side, on the other side of the river. And CMIT Solutions is a computer franchise. One thing I like to make clear is that it's not your break-fix type of thing. This is not like the geeks that come to fix your computer when it goes down in your home. But this is a monitoring service. It's really something that is needed for small business owners.
Correct.
So give us a brief overview of what the CMIT Solution business does.
We're really about two or three different things. One would be uptime. We're looking to keep the computers running so people can do their business. They're very reliant on their computers nowadays in small businesses, in all businesses, actually, and some are completely crippled when their computers are down. So we're focused on productivity, focus on uptime, focus on compliance. There's a huge compliance requirement now when it comes to computers and the data that the computers house. Be it a doctor and a CPA, a lawyer, a financial planner, they're all regulated industries, and privacy laws and hacking activity require mm-hmm. higher levels of security and layers and layers of security. When all else fails, you have to have good backups. So you have to have a disaster recovery and business continuity plan. And we provide all those things to small to mid-sized businesses. When I was in corporate, IBM did that for us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no IBM for small businesses, so CMIT fills that gap.
So you like that outsourced type of...
Absolutely. It just doesn't pay for a small business. If you're a 25-person accounting firm and you hire an IT person, probably not a good investment. You hire CMIT, we can do better work because we're in the industry, we're educated on a daily basis, we're on top of the technology, on top of the trends, on top of the virus activity and the hacking activity. We understand the compliance rules. We're a HIPAA-compliant business associate. To hire someone, even at a 50- or 60-person firm, to have one person try to get all that training and mm-hmm. cover their vacations and keep them trained and keep them up to date and do all the monitoring and the backups we do, it would cost twice as much as we would charge them.
Yeah, it's crazy, and it's such a great solution.
Yep.
So it's a great business model, and so what you guys are doing is almost like an insurance policy for a small business and their server. I mean, typically that company's going to have their own server. Would that be right?
Yeah, I would say 90% of my clients have a server of some sort. With the advent of cloud computing, certain businesses that have certain types of software need it. Mm-hmm. An on-site server, and Some businesses do not.
Just don't.
Right. It's just not required for the business model. So we put them, you know, in a hybrid situation where they have local desktops, but they'll have a lot of cloud-based storage.
Okay. So if I'm the Secretary of State, I could have a server in my basement? No, I'm kidding. We won't get into that.
You probably could, and you probably could get away with it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So you know, what I like about the business is that it's a white-collar business, meaning that this is not, you know, dealing with flipping burgers, and it's not dealing with, you know, sucking water out of basements or anything like that. But it's a really professional business. You're dealing with professionals, and it's, even though it's a 24-hour monitoring business, it's really a 9-to-5 kind of business. You're dealing with other business owners during the day, and you're out there, you know, talking to business owners, going to networking meetings, trying to meet more businesses.
Exactly right.
And explain to them what they do, so maybe they could use your services, and maybe they can't. But the mission is to get the word out as the franchisee, right?
That's exactly right. And you know, it's a very rewarding business. I think about, you know, all the relationships I've made over the last 10 years in doing this. Now I'm talking from the owner side, from the AD side, from the area developer side. You know, I've gotten close with a lot of the owners that have come into the system.
Right.
And even some of the people that didn't. I know, you know, I met one woman who chose to go into budget blinds for family reasons.
Oh, okay.
And she did all the blinds in my house. I mean, just...
That's cool.
You meet people and you build these relationships. It was right for her to go that way and versus coming this way. She had... Uh-huh. And we talked about earlier with your wife. She had some kids that she wanted to help get into business, and that's what she did.
That's
so
amazing.
So, you know, we want what's best for people. And it's a very rewarding business as an owner because you really are providing a valuable service to people. And to see them and their reaction when you sort of save the day. We had one client who got crypto locker at 4:07 on a Friday afternoon. Everything was locked. Somebody went on a website they shouldn't have. Everything was locked. And because of the backup system and the business continuity plan in place that we had in place, we had them up and running in 2 hours with no lost data.
Huh.
They lost 7 minutes of data.
Wow.
So, you know, those types of things are really eye-opening when you see the relief on that person's face versus you get a call, listen, you're not my IT folks, but, you know, I lost all my data. Is there anything you can do to help me? Do you have any backups? No. You know, the look on that person's face, the pain, and the business impact is not so rewarding. And that's what you strive on a daily basis to protect your clients against that type of pain. And very, very rewarding business. There's a lot of ways to make a living. If you can feel good about what you're doing, that's a bonus.
Right. It's very cool. And I don't know if it was you who said it or somebody else at CMIT Corporate that, you say to your client, you know, if you have to call me, I'm losing money. So my job is to keep you running so you never have to call me.
Exactly.
And that, to me, really, it really resonated with me. Yeah. And you know, I'm just like a solopreneur. I don't own businesses anymore. But if my computer goes down, I mean, I lose hours of work and hours of, you know, where I could be doing things instead of working on a computer that I don't know how to work on.
Yeah. And so, that's a great point. You know, we let our clients know there's various levels of service, but if you're on our top service, everything's included. Unlimited phone calls, unlimited tech support, unlimited on-site break-fix work. So if we don't keep things patched and protected, and you go down, you're having business impact, you won't be happy with us, and we are losing money.
Yeah.
Because we have to fix it at the same monthly cost that you were paid last month when you had no problem. So we're well incented to keep your business running and your systems running.
So just to clarify for our listeners that tuned in late, Armando DeCardo is here with us from CMIT Solutions, and he is an area developer and a franchisee of CMIT Solutions. So an area developer really is kind of a microcosm of the franchise company locally here on Long Island. So he's basically, quote unquote, in charge of Long Island for CMIT and the five boroughs. And part of his responsibility is to help recruit new franchisees and then to support those franchisees through their grand opening and all the way through the fruition to when they, you know, build it to a crescendo and sell it for a lot of money, hopefully, or pass it down to their kids.
Yep.
So are you guys actively looking for franchisees locally?
Yes, we are. We're very selective in who gets an award. But we are trying to expand a little bit. We're looking to get into Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx, and I'd like to get into Suffolk County a little further east. I have family that live out on the east end of Long Island, on the south side, and there seems to be a shortage of quality tech support in that area.
Interesting.
And I think it's a very affluent area. It'd be a great opportunity for somebody to sort of be CMIT of the Hamptons, for example.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're looking to expand in select areas.
So if you're in the Hamptons and you want to get a hold of you to talk about what the franchise opportunity is all about, you know, costs and all that kind of stuff, how do they reach you?
Well, I would say they could probably come through you.
Well,
and then we'll set up a meeting.
Yeah,
Or they can go on our website, CMIT.com/Long Island, and
yeah,
they can look me up.
Yeah,
and,
well,
be glad to take the call directly and
sure.
And what we like to do is really, you know, find out what they're about, maybe talk about the 11 questions a little bit, see if they're a fit,
mm-hmm.
and then we meet with them and we show them a day in the life and bring them into our office in Merrick and, you know, really show them out my operations. Again, I'm an area developer and an owner,
right,
so I can really talk the talk and walk the walk and show them what a day in the life is like.
Right, you live the life every day.
I live the life every day and you know, I can speak to it, and if they do qualify and decide, you know, they to go through the process and they are awarded a franchise, I would become their coach and mentor, you know, as they launch.
Right. So you guys are going to be able to see eye to eye, get along.
Yeah. It makes for a lot of fun. We just brought on a young lady in the city named Leslie and her husband Lou, and they bought an existing franchise with someone who passed away,
yeah,
sadly. We work very closely together, and it's fun to get to know new people and their style and you know, to watch them start to land their first accounts and to grow the business. It's a great feeling.
Yeah.
Become part of the family.
Right, right. It's like raising kids.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's really a cool feeling.
Yeah. It's phenomenal. And yeah, you're really helping people change their lives and get away from that whole corporate America rat race and control their own destiny, you know?
You know, that's somebody said to me, you know, what's one of the biggest things? And that's it, controlling your own destiny. I mean, you know, as your wife said earlier, you can work hard for yourself or you can work hard for someone else. And I spent too many years working hard for someone else. And I remember my wife used to say, you know, it's snowing, you don't feel well, and you're going in anyway. They'll still be there tomorrow if you don't go in.
Right.
And, yeah, you know, that dedication served me well in corporate, but it also can help burn you out. And
yeah,
coming into my own business now, the last 10 years, I've been able to get through, you know, family issues and be there to support my family and health issues and
right,
the business keeps running and your team supports you and you get closer with your family, not further away, and you control your own destiny. And if you make a mistake, you kick yourself in the butt, you move on and you fix it.
You don't fire yourself
and you don't, you know, we used to joke about, you know, how many different ways can you say you lost your job? You outsourced,
mm-hmm,
downsized, right size, wrong size. There's a million ways to say it, but it's always the same thing. You know, I remember,
yeah,
when I'm looking at the Avis sign across the Avis and Budget, those were brands that the company I worked for owned. And I remember them saying, we're never going to close the Avis building. You guys are all safe, but we are opening a campus in New Jersey. And we all looked at each other and 1,750 people knew the end was near.
Yeah.
And a year later, that building was empty. It's now, a shopping mall across from TSW.
Amazing.
On Old Country Road. You know, so you have no guarantees in corporate. You work hard in your own business, but you control your own destiny. That's a great feeling.
Yeah, it is a great feeling. And what I find is that, you know, everybody's brainwashed where they need to go to school, get a job, you know, and get those benefits and, you know, health insurance and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, if the numbers are short, they got to let people go. They're going to let you go. They don't care what the situation is. They don't care if your kids are in school, you got tuition, who's sick, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, you're just a number at the end of the day, and it's scary. So I always say, you know, you got to be able to make your own choices. And it's tough. I know it's tough.
It is tough. And in New York, it's not easy to keep the big, nice businesses on Long Island even in New York in general. Lots and lots of businesses have moved out of state. And more, you know, my territory, when I became an owner, not an area developer, my territory had 2,350 small to mid-sized businesses in it. And right now, same territory, no expansion of the territory size, same zip codes, there's over 2,800. So the large businesses, to some degree, have left Long Island. There's still some pretty large businesses that have stayed. Some of them are our clients, thank goodness they're still here. But the growth in the small business market has really fueled our business. So they need us. IBM doesn't want them to serve them. We do.
Right.
And there's more of them to pick from. So, and we have a great model, so the business is really thriving.
That's awesome to hear, and I love that. How old is CMIT as a company?
18 years. It's actually an interesting story. CMIT was originally CMIT, Computer Moms International.
So, really?
Yep,
Computer
it
Moms?
Was, it was a training organization many, many years ago, and the folks who started it actually came up with the idea of franchising it. And they went from training, you know, in people's homes on how to get on the internet and do things like that, simple stuff, to, hey, can you fix my computer? Hey, can you sell me a computer? And then someone came up with the idea of, you know, well, instead of going in homes and fixing one computer or teaching, let's start to focus on businesses. And
right.
then shifted. And with Jeff's vision, Jeff came from IBM, actually, and he had the vision of, you know, the supporting being a one-stop shop, supporting businesses as a one-stop shop. And he transformed it into a business-focused franchise and used the IBM model of, hey, you know, I hate to be crude, but one throat to choke, I guess is the term.
Yeah.
You know, I will take care of all your technology. You will hold me accountable, and we'll do a good job for you. And that's when the business really took off and
yeah.
we started to grow.
Yeah, Jeff is a great guy. I spoke to him several times, and He's very inspiring to me, and great, and it's a whole great team. You know, that's the thing is, and when you're looking at a franchise, you don't think about it, but you really got to understand who the team is back at the home office, who's going to be really holding your hand. So, you know, Jeff Connolly, for one, is a luminary in the franchise industry, doing well, really bringing this company leaps and bounds forward. And my friend Lisa Montanio is doing the vice president role at recruiting or franchise development, they call it. And they're in Austin, Texas. And there's a whole, I mean, there's a couple dozen people that yeah. work there. I mean, there's marketing people. There's
yep.
deep IT people that were telling me stuff about what's going on, what they're doing. I have no idea what they're even talking about.
Yeah.
It's like amazing.
Well, the team is great. And Lisa is, you know, takes the same approach that I do, and I learned a lot from her. She takes the approach of, you know, if this is right for you, I will guide you through the process. If you're not sure, I will help you be sure, either pro or
right.
con.
Yeah.
We're not trying to sell anyone. You know, these are truly awarded franchises, and the rest of the team, you know, there works really hard, and yes, we do have marketing. It's one of the advantages, Tom, I don't think we talk too much about one of the advantages of the franchise is, you know, we have 170 locations across the country, and we all share resources, share ideas, share work. I have a client with 10 offices across the country, so my colleagues across the country are helping me support those remote offices. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But the home office specifically will create the marketing materials. They
right.
will, you know, we don't have to sit there and do things we're not comfortable with. I'm not a marketing expert. I can't be a marketing expert, a technology expert, a sales expert. I need to pull it all together, take what the home office gives us, implement it, manage my people, go out and meet people.
Right. You know, amazing.
It's a really good model.
It's a fantastic model, and I've placed people in that business, and I believe in it because I believe that it is recession-proof because you cannot, more than ever, cannot live without a computer.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you a quick question.
Sure.
What is one myth that you would want to bust regarding the industry of what you do, the computer industry? Or
that you have to be a geek to be an owner.
Ah. Yeah. So what do you mean by that?
So, you know, people say, oh, you're in computers. I'm not good with technology. Well, or I'm afraid of computers, or I'm not technical enough to be an owner. That's really a myth. I mean, if you're a person who wants to be a consultant, be an advisor, you know, be a business owner, don't discount any one industry. Really have to go through and do an analysis and go through a coaching session with you, read the 11 questions, figure out what you want to do with yourself on a daily basis. What's the industry you want to serve? Who do you want your employees to be, et cetera, et cetera? What vertical do you want to be in? Do you think it's a growth industry?
Right.
You know, 5 years ago, if you would have said, oh, you know, why don't you check out all the laundromats in Nassau County or in your territory? I'd say, listen, that's not my target market. Now, all the laundromats are modernizing, and they have a computer server, and they can change the each machine is computerized. So if it's half price Tuesday washes, they swipe a card and it's half price. That's all controlled by computers. So that's just an example of how the opportunity has changed over the last few years. Everybody's more reliant on computers, and computers are pervasive in almost every business.
It's absolutely amazing how computers are pervasive.
They really
pervasive
are.
in every business. I should use my own words instead of yours.
That's okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's in everything that you do. I mean, we were just watching a video last night about how, you know, the Tesla drives itself.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's, you're not buying a car anymore. You're buying a computer.
A computer with wheels.
It's like Knight Rider.
It is.
All of a sudden, Knight Rider came real. Remember Knight Rider and the car used to just...
Absolutely.
It could do it.
I must be younger than you. I don't remember that.
Oh, shut up.
Anyway, I wanted to thank Armando for being with us tonight. This is a real treat have you in the studio. And we'll do more of this. We've got many, many more shows coming on. You know, every Tuesday, 8 o'clock, is the Franchise Radio Show. So don't miss it. Next week, we've got a great show coming up with some great guests. And my name is Tom Scardi. You can reach me at thefranchiseradioshow.com. That's Tom at thefranchiseradioshow.com. And check out my book, Franchise Savvy, on Amazon. Got a lot of information for you about franchising. If you want to change your life, listen in next week. Have a great night. Be safe. God bless.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.